Are you surprised it's Mayo in the final?
Ah, oh, not really. Everybody's asked you that, and I suppose most people are asking you, try to lead you and say, yeah, you are. Look, we go down to the matches, so we go to matches and also with an open canvas. We watch the both teams equally, you know. We're both looking out for different things in both teams, you know. I suppose it's inevitable that people felt Dublin were the form, or no, World reigning All Ireland champions, but Mayo would, you know, won't beat down very convincingly, by a very similar margin to ourselves, and they come in with a lot of hunger, and I think nobody could doubt that Mayo were the better team on the day.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I suppose people will look at the last 15 minutes and say, really, that a Dublin team that had done nothing before that really could have got back in. If Bernard Brogan had scored, then it might have been a different result. But that would have been a real injustice to Mayo.
It would have been a serious injustice, but I suppose it is a real fact. You know, if Bernard Brogan stuck that ball in the net, it was, you know, 50-50 game straight away, and, you know, Dublin had all this energy, but it didn't. And I think, you know, luck like that evens itself out over the course of a game, and Mayo got their just rewards. I think they were the hungrier team, they were the fresher team, they played the better football. Dublin couldn't get to their intensity level for 50-55 minutes, and they paid the price.
Yeah. Is it going to be a different game against Mayo than it might have been against Dublin, given the semi-final last year and a lot of people still talking about 20 years ago and a repeat of the Dublin? Will it be a different game because it is Mayo, do you think?
I'm not so sure about different, but to be honest, from our point of view, it's no harm that it's not Dublin. You know, there was, I suppose, a fair bit of baggage there last year. You know, there was a tense game between both teams, and there was a lot of stuff went on. And now, you know, 20 years ago would have been a big thing for Donegal people, where it wouldn't have mattered to Dublin people because they lost the game and they've won plenty of All Ireland. So, from that point of view, I think there'd be a little less hype in regards to that, and we'll get the chance to train and prepare as a team ourselves, you know, without talking about 20 years ago.
Give us your impression of Mayo then, because they started nervously, played some brilliant football then, and as we said, faded. But overall, what did you think about their game plan and the way they applied it?
Well, you're right, they started very nervously, but it's a credit to them, they came back. I thought their game plan was excellent. They mixed the long ball and a running game, you know. They kicked a lot of ball over the top of the Dublin full forwards and thought that was quite impressive. But I think the one thing a wee bit like ourselves that stand out from people is the phenomenal work rate, you know. So it is like they showed a serious hunger, and that's one thing that James Horan has instilled, you know. I have a friend actually from his home club, Ballintubber, and remember them telling me when he took over their senior team what he'd done with them, and they ended up winning an intermediate and senior championship. And I think that's what he instilled in this Mayo team, a sense of pride and a sense that they're going to be difficult to beat and fight for every ball, a bit like ourselves. And they've got a definitive system as well. We would like ourselves, and they play to that, and I think everybody's playing to that, and from that point of view they're very difficult to beat.
Yeah, they were very impressive taking scores and very confident after that initial 10 minute period, not afraid to go for their scores from far out.
No, definitely, Charlie, like, you know, the young lad Killian O'Connor, like, his 50s alone in the first half, like, it's not easy to kick 50s into that hill, and he kicked 3 on the bounce, you know. Yeah. And after that, you know, Alan Dillon, Kevin McLaughlin, you know, Barry Moore in the midfielder, they all kick scores. But Mayo, as a county, I was a college in Sligo, and I played in a Dickerson Cup team with 7 or 8 of them playing, and they're a confident enough breed of people, you know. They're used to success in Connacht. They know that they probably haven't delivered an All-Ireland final day before, but they've always got the belief that they can get there, and they believe they're good enough to win, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah, they create a lot of space around the half-hour line. You mentioned Dillon and McLaughlin. It looked as if they didn't have markers on them, but that's obviously more down to them than the defenders, perhaps.
Oh, it is, you know. I think you know, Dublin play a zonal type marking and probably let them go free at certain times, and I think Dublin paid the ultimate price for it. You know, they're excellent players, and given a bit of time and space, they really punished Dublin. But, you know, Dillon's been on the go a long time. He must have been 7-8 years. Yeah. He's already got an All-Star. But remember McLaughlin playing under 21 at wing half back for me, and he was an excellent player as well, you know. But that's natural, that you're gonna come up against quality opposition at this time of year.
And as you said, they're not afraid to knock the ball into the full forward line. A couple of good ball winners in there as well. I mean, the Dublin full back line was tested right through that game, Rory.
All the way, and, you know, Dublin would pride themselves in having a very good defence. Like, I don't think anybody going down there expected Dublin to concede 19 points at the weekend. But that, you know, the quality of the ball going into it, you know, if there's good quality ball, most corner forwards at this level are going to win it. But you're by Varley and Conroy, I thought they were excellent, and obviously Killian O'Connor and Jason O'Doherty, you know, they're well known score takers. But it was their ball winning, apart from their shot taking, that they, you know, and their unselfish play, that really stood out to me.
Yeah, people talk a lot about Cork and the size of them, and especially around the midfield area and the difficulties Donegal might had, and Neil Goller's performance, I suppose, nullified that. Moran and O'Shea looked impressive at times. Maybe they ran out of steam a little bit towards the end, but up to that they really dominated that midfield area.
They did. I thought they were superb. You know, I remember Ian O'Shea, I remember watching him as a minor, as a centre forward, and I thought he was a brilliant footballer. So he is, but he's added a serious bit of aggression to his game, and he's got himself in far better nick. He's got leaner, and I think he's a massive addition to them. You know, they missed him actually in a few of the league games. He didn't play against us in Ballyshannon Shannon, but when they got him back since that, I think they've been on a forward roll. They got to the league final in that, and Barry Moore, and I think he's improved massively as a footballer. You know, he's always been a big lad and he's added a bit of bulk, and see him doing, you know, lots of TV stuff and that. He seems a very confident lad and he seems to be enjoying his football, as a lot of the Mayo players are.
Yeah, so that's an area he's going to have to be really looked at, and I suppose Rory Cavan and Neil Goller, pressure on them to perform as they did against Cork.
Oh, there is. Look, there's always pressure in the middle of the field, as everybody knows. People talk about the game changing. You know, midfield's always a crucial area. There's lots of kick-outs in game, and you know, if you can win clean possession, it gives you a serious advantage, so it does. And you know, we'd be hoping that Neil and Rory and the other players around there, you know, continue their good form. But it's not going to be easy, but at the same time, we'd like to think we've got a very good midfield.
Yeah. Yourself and Jim in the backroom team take things in a very matter-of-fact way. And, I mean, you've said to me on numerous occasions, it's one game at a time. We'll look at who we're playing and all that. The reality, Rory, is this is an All-Ireland final. This is different, whether people like to admit that or not. This is something special. We know from Donegal that you might be in one, but you might be in another for 20 years. Does that affect the approach to the game and the way you deal with players?
Not at all, Charlie, you know, and it is a huge game. Look, there's no getting away from that. It's not in any way trying to play it down, but, you know, we wouldn't be treating it any differently. That's the reality. I remember getting a talk from Eddie O'Sullivan with one of the teams involved years ago, and he talked about the Six Nations, and if they don't win the first game, he called that vanishing point. You know, you're gone from the Six Nations. Yeah. It's the same when we played Cavan at the start of the year. We do nothing any different. Obviously, there's more of an interest in press night, but we still do a press night before we play Cavan in the first round. Everything's normal. There is more demands to the players, but, you know, we're not, to be straight up, we're not allowing them to do anything else. Yeah. They're going to train and they're going to play football just like they've always done, and from that point of view, it isn't different. We're all aware it's a huge game. There's going to be a little more nerves because of that. You can't hide from that. You have to learn to deal with it and be able to deal with it on the day. There's lots of players who have frozen all Ireland final day. We'd like to think we're a long way down the development, and that won't happen, but you know, you never ever know. But we'll not be doing much different. We're going to train and we're going to prepare as if it was Cavan. We're going to give Mayo the same respect as we did Cavan the first game.
Yeah, there's one thing you can't get away from, whether you like it or not. Donegal are going in here as favourites, but by the very fact that they've beaten Kerry and Cork, two sides that were expected to beat them, you know, with all due respect to Mayo, I suppose it'll suit them to be underdogs, but Donegal will carry that favourites tag, Rory.
Yeah, well, I'm not a great gambler, and any time I've backed a favourite before, it hasn't all been worked, so that means nothing as well, Charlie, to me. But I've no problem going in as favourites, because that means you've shown form and you're doing lots of good things. So it is, as Mayo are, but you know, people are highlighting more what we're doing. That's just the way the media drive it, you know. But it's not a bad position to get in. It means that you're playing well, you're doing a lot of good things, and it's a burden that I'll happily carry.
Yeah, and finally, Rory, are we ahead of schedule here? I mean, yourself and Jim have been there 2 years. We know what had happened prior to that, you know. A lot of hard work's gone into it. Jim talked about a 4 or 5 year project when he came in here, but here we are in an All-Ireland final, 2 Ulster titles under our belt. I mean, it's been a rapid progression, and some might say maybe too rapid.
Look, there's no doubt it's been rapid, but again, as you mentioned, we take each game by game, and you know, there has to be very few games we've been into that we thought we didn't have a great chance of winning. You know, we feel we train very hard as anybody out there, if not harder. We like to train, think we train smarter. It's up to us then, you know, to get things right, you know, whether tactically or with regards to the system. It's up to the players to implement it, and after that we've every chance. You know, I think it was a wee bit dramatic maybe how low people said Donegal were. You have to remember they won the National League in 2007. Yeah. They drew it down with Northern Ireland and final in 2010. 2 quick goals went in against them against Cross Milan, and things fell asunder. People choose to look at it another way. I don't believe Donegal were as low as they were. They've always had lots of talented players, you know, backed up by under-21s like Michael Murphy, Paddy McGrath, Liam McLoon and Mark McHugh coming in. When you add all that in, there's a realism that they always had good players, and they are good players. And while the progression's very satisfactory, you know, it's most games have went as we expected them.
Good enough to win in All-Ireland?
There's no doubt about it, Charlie. We were good enough to beat any of the teams in Division 1, and we've done that so far. Mayo will feel the exact same. They'll not fear us, but you know, at this level there's very little fear between any team, so there's not. People would have felt we were afraid of Cavan, Kerry. Myself and Jim were in the car, we were coming back, we'd watched Meath and Leash playing that day in Kildare and Sligo, and we drew Kerry. You know, we just smiled. If this is the way it's got to be, it's got to be. So you know, with that, we've rolled with it so far, and we'll roll another bit.